I'm reading through the Bible app, read through the Bible in a year, 2019. It's going to take me a couple of years to do it. I just started Ruth, y'all. And I'll tell you, there's several places in the Bible where it's just a page turner. I mean, there's a lot of things. You get into Leviticus, you get into Judges. I don't know. I enjoy Judges more than I thought that I would. I learned a lot about Deborah in Judges, which was kind of cool. But in Genesis, there's some page turners. I love 1st and 2nd Samuel. I mean, y'all remember me doing my Bible study, David. And I can remember coming in after I finished David and just saying, I'm so sad. Like, David died. And I remember Dave saying to me, well, we've known this, but you just, I spent so much time in 1st and 2nd Samuel and then doing Beth Moore's David that when he died, I was really sad. Same thing with Paul, when Paul died. Well, I just...
1st and 2nd Samuel, by the way, is the Old Testament books where David's life is told.
I just love. Well, I just started Ruth, and if you don't know the story of Ruth and Naomi, Ruth is Naomi's daughter-in-law. She was married to one of her sons. She Naomi lost her husband and both of her sons, and she's basically telling both of her daughters-in-laws, she's saying, go back to your people, and you can get married again, da-da-da-da-da. One left, Orba, was that her name? Orba left.
Orpha
left. But Ruth stayed with Naomi. And it's the famous scripture that we've heard, you know, where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. And I'm telling you what, when I was listening to Ruth on the way in this morning, I got through like Ruth 1 and 2. And then it got to the part where Ruth is meeting Boaz. And so it literally was an audio version of a page turner because I went to the next day's reading, skipped all the New Testament scriptures, went down to Ruth 3 and 4. So all that to say, I just really encourage you to read scripture. Start with Ruth. It's such a great story of just loving one another well and having a spiritual family. Well, I guess being her daughter-in-law is her family, but they're not blood relatives. But man, it's just, I still think about, what was the record that Bernie did? And I think it was Nicole Nordeman who sang, I'll have to go look it up, but I still think about that song, Ruth.
The story.
Right. It's called The Story.
Yeah, and it took these Old Testament stories and it put them in songs. Yeah. But there are parts of the Bible that are definitely page turners.
And this is one.
If you can just find the page turning parts, you might get this Bible done in a year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not all that way. Some of it is more like reading accounting pages, you
know? That's true.
But it's in the main, it's a fabulous story. So let's do some nuts and bolts for Share-a-thon, which comes up, what, next week?
Week and a half. We're about a week and a half away, yeah.
All right, so week and a half away is our Share-a-thon. 4 days that we come directly to our listeners to ask for the support that it takes to run the Joy FM. So average gift is about $30 a month. That makes a person a More Than Music mission partner, MMMP. You're going to hear that a lot. And we're a listener-supported station, so we don't sell ads. We're not allowed to do that, but we go to our listeners and ask for support. And how many, does anybody have the number memorized yet? How many?
Oh, I do.
You do?
A whole boatload. It's been that same number for 10 years. A boatload.
That's roughly it, yes.
Several thousand people who are not currently giving to the Joy FM on a monthly basis, giving from Georgia, from Florida, from Alabama.
And everywhere else.
When we look at that number,
you listen online.
It scares us. I've talked about anxiety a few minutes ago. That's one of the places that anxiety can start. But here's the thing. When you break it down and realize that that number only represents a fraction of the overall weekly listening audience. Like, we toss this number out, and it fluctuates. 4% is average. Sometimes it's 5%. Sometimes it's 3.7523%.
And in all honesty, Johanna, I think she even told me earlier this year, last fundraiser, that it really is probably closer to 3 just because we've grown so much in the last 5 years.
Again, what does that number represent? That's the number of givers out of the overall audience. About 3 to 4% of the overall audience have ever given a gift to the Joy FM. So we appeal for 4 days pretty strongly for monthly support. Some folks choose to give a one-time gift. We've got a lot of folks who give about $1,000 to keep us on the air. And this is just the way it works. So I wanted to break it down for you just a little bit. I know this is all nuts and bolts and numbers, but some folks really like to get a hold of that. If you want to find out more about who we are, about how your giving impacts the Joy FM, and about how you can give, we've put all those resources on the website.
In fact, there's a whole bunch of them. You can find sort of an FAQ that tells you why we do it this way. You can find out about the Merry Christmas in Manhattan, how you could get involved with that. You'll find out some of the stories of people whose lives have been impacted. And you'll even find out what is an MMMP, which Bill just sort of explained, and why you should become one. It's all right there for you at thejoyfm.com. I saw a couple of shows on TBN the other day. I had to look for TBN because I don't watch TBN mm-hmm. all that often. Mm-hmm. But a friend of mine was hosting a show with some of the pioneers of Christian music. It was actually Phil Keaggy, who was one of the best guitar players ever. And then the show that followed that is a new reality show with our buddies Big Daddy Weave.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
How have I not heard this?
I wouldn't have heard it if Chris, who hosts the show before it, hadn't mentioned something. But they've got a new show. And I bring it up mainly because I just found a story about one of their songs. Now, this is a song that impacted Zach Williams in a big way.
Mm-hmm. I know which one you're talking about.
It's the song Redeemed.
Yep.
Here's the latest story. A guy named Danny Holmes surprised a packed courtroom by pleading guilty to a series of charges, including robbery and murder.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
While he was behind bars waiting for trial, he came across the lyrics to Redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
He read, "Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won." He said, "I'm 30 years old. I've been fighting for nothing all my life. I've been fighting for gangs. I ain't never fought for anything that made sense. But I knew the Lord was telling me to fight for him this time. I just knew he was stirring my spirit."
Wow.
He said he's been praying for his victim's family. He looked at his mom there in the court and said, "Mama, I promise you, your baby boy, he's going to serve the Lord forever."
Wow.
Then he said, "I deserve a life sentence, and I will wear it as a badge of honor, and I will share my faith with others while behind bars."
Oh, my God.
This is a guy that this was moments before the start of his trial. And before the trial gets started, he says, "I did it. I deserve the punishment.
Wow.
And I will use it to the glory of God."
Mm.
All because he heard the lyrics
from Big Daddy Weave's
song. Redeem.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay. At some point, we got to call Mike Weaver. Lord, have mercy. Take us out this morning, first thing.
In the meantime,
incredible.
Let's hear that song.
Yes.
We are right on the heels of our Share-a-thon. We are under 2 weeks, like a week and a half away.
Yeah.
From starting our Share-a-thon at this point. And we are still working on that running head start. And I was thinking about this just the other day. In fact, you know, I love my Time Hop app.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I want to say, almost, oh, this is going to date me so bad.
Mm.
20 years ago, almost 20 years ago was the last time I was in New York City.
Mm.
It was November.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for Newsboys had an album coming out, Love Liberty Disco.
Whoa.
And we were interviewing them in New York about the new project. And it was not cold yet. It was a little bit cool. I remember the wind whipping down the street. The other thing I remember is they had just put up the Christmas tree.
Mm.
They were still decorating
Center,
it. They hadn't had all the decorations up yet. Macy's was already decorated.
Yes.
That's the closest I've been to being in New York City for Christmas.
Okay, you've got to take Emily.
Kimberly and I did that trip a week before Christmas. Snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's magical to be in New York at that time of year.
There's just something about it. It's like you're stepping into that Norman Rockwell painting. It's just
not only that, it's all the big Christmas movies that we know.
Yeah.
Elf.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
They're all in New York City. So it just, you know it, even if you've never been there. You've seen it on the screen. You could be in Manhattan at Christmas, staying in a very nice hotel, and we'll even foot the bill for it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is help us get that running head start. When you give your gift online at thejoyfm.com, you're automatically registered for that first day giveaway. Anybody that gives between now and the end of day one, and then at the end of day one, somebody will be visited by the Christmas elf.
Yeah, so what you're waiting on, you can do that right now. It's really simple. It'll take you just a couple minutes. Go to thejoyfm.com and click on Merry Christmas in Manhattan.
Here lately, we've been talking to our friend Tammy. We've kind of coined it Tammy's Table. And she has given us recipes. She's sent us vases. Like, she's just got that Martha Stewart way about her. A little Joanna Gaines meets Martha Stewart.
Oh, she's brilliant.
She is. But she is that one girlfriend that she just, well, she's a lot like me. She can just get herself into some messes. But she's hysterical.
Sometimes she out-Carmen's Carmen.
Oh, she does. Listen. Oh, I am the Ethel. When I'm with her, she is Lucy.
She's Lucy.
And I become Ethel, which is totally fine with me. I just become her audience. So the other night, I'm out walking, and I'm in a text thread with Tammy and a couple of other of our friends. And I'm out trying to exercise, prepping for Hillsong Worship, you know, Brooke coming in. And my phone is just dinging, dinging, dinging. I'm like, what is going on? I'm trying to, like, listen to these worship songs. And all of a sudden, I look at my phone, and there's my girlfriend, Tammy. I'm like, what in the world happened to your face? So I want to go to a song.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Ding, 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 ding. So I want to go to a song. I want to come back, and I want to call her, and I'm just going to let her tell y'all what she has done now.
Hello.
Hi, Shrek.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. Like, my sister was like, are you going out in public like that? And I was, of course I'm going, but yesterday was nothing compared to today.
It's okay. Tell everyone what you did and how you described your face.
Well, I love, you know, trying to take care of my face. I am all for, you know, anti-aging. And I just thought it would be a good idea to try microneedling and also maybe a chemical peel. Well, I just wasn't really ready for, it's not for the faint of heart. Let me just tell you that.
It looked a little like bee stings.
That is nothing. I honestly, like, when I woke up today, it looks like I've played in soot, and people have been double taking me all day. And I've been trying to cover it up with my hair, but my hair is not very long, and it's not for the faint of heart.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
It looks worse today than it did yesterday?
Yes, like nobody should see me.
Well, no, you have to send me a picture now.
What are friends for, right?
Lord have mercy.
Just, I feel the need to say, Tammy's a beautiful woman.
Oh, gorgeous.
Well, I had some brown spots, and I don't know if they were sun. I don't know if they were, you know, age spots, whatever. But I was like, you know what? For my birthday, I want those gone. And I really wasn't quite ready for my face when I woke up this morning.
Okay, so do they tell you how long it's going to last before you look like you again?
Oh, yeah, like 7 days.
7 days?
Oh, yikes.
But I have a little more time on my hands these days, so I was like, well, it's perfect.
Bless your heart.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the other thing. I don't even know when I can wear makeup again. So.
Oh, my gosh.
My
if
word.
You could have seen the text thread, it was hilarious. So she sends it. Here's the text thread. She goes, I just got a chemical peel, and I'm just a few shades lighter than Shrek. And then Jody, her sister, she says, are you going out in Publix with that yellow stuff on your face? And then our friend Mike, who's like one of the girls, he says, I have the same question.
Tammy, do you feel the love? Do you feel the support from all your friends here?
You know, I think that everybody knows by now that I do some things that I don't know if it's because I'm bored or if I'm just trying new things. I don't know what it is, but like, I was like, what the heck? You know, like, let me just try this chemical peel.
Will you try it again? That's the question.
You know, it depends on the results.
Okay, well, send us another picture. We won't post it.
Nothing great comes without some degree of difficulty and pain, right?
Yeah. I suppose.
Oh, my goodness. You're hilarious.
I do think it's a little unfair, you know, that men, you know, they don't worry about this stuff.
Well, we can relate to one thing you said in this conversation when you said, you know, I just thought it would be a good idea to ...
Yeah, we do have a lot of stories that start that way.
Yes.
Yep.
Thankfully, I have the support of my loving friends, Carmen and my sister, and they're like, don't leave your house ever again.
I don't know what your household is like, but from time to time, money can produce stress in my household. Am I alone here?
I think that most households
feel that stress from time to time.
Yeah. Yes. One of the things that I want to do more, and this is my own fault, is to be a better giver. I love, Carmen, you're a great giver. Our big boss, if I can call him that, Jim Campbell.
Yeah.
Just a natural giver who really understands not only the blessing of being a giver, but, you know, biblically, giving is something that we're commanded to do. And part of the reason God commands it is not only because it funds the things that are about him and his kingdom and supports those who are in doing that work, first of all, in the local church, but then other ministries as God's people see fit. But it not only funds and fuels those things, but it abounds back to you. Now, some people have taken that to a crass degree and turned that into some sort of a heavenly vending machine where you put a quarter in, you get 20 bucks back. That is not what the Bible teaches. What the Bible teaches is simply this: you can't outgive the Lord. He already takes care of us.
That's right.
Matthew 6, he says, look at the birds of the air and the... Mm-hmm. And we talked about this at prayer time this morning. The birds of the air, they don't put any crops in the ground, but they always have enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
The flowers of the field, sorry, they don't have a Macy's or a Nordstrom card, but
okay,
they got plenty to wear. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm teasing. No, you're spot on.
You know, so Jesus teaches us that the Father will provide for us, but then over and above that, if you look at what happens in the New Testament, like in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 especially, where Paul is asking for gifts for the Jerusalem church, you know, God uses that to bless his people, not just the people who receive, but the people who give. You can't outgive God. So this is all in the back of my mind as we get ready for Share-a-thon, because if people did not understand this and have a giving heart, listen, we would not exist. We don't sell commercials here at the Joy FM. We're not allowed to. Our license doesn't allow us to do that. The majority of our sustenance comes from people just like you, who, just like me, may struggle with giving, but can find something to give to fuel and fund the Joy FM over and above what we do in other areas. But the Joy FM, if you love it, we would ask you to consider making it a part of your giving plan. Would you pray about it even this weekend? Mm-hmm. Would you consider going to thejoyfm.com and helping us get an early start on Share-a-thon?
And it doesn't have to be a big gift. It
really
is amazing.
Doesn't.
Talk about not being able to outgive God. Just the gifts that are given, the way he multiplies it. Like, you guys, y'all can vouch for me on this one. The way he multiplies, it's just deciding. It's just deciding to say, yes, I'm going to step out and I'm going to do that. And we are in the running start portion of our Share-a-thon, and we would love for you to run to the computer this weekend or maybe at your desk right now and just give your best gift and just say, yes, I, the Joy FM, I'm part of the family and I want to be part of the giving family and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And today's going to be the first day. You can do that at thejoyfm.com.
I just want to say one other thing.
Yeah, say it.
Thank you for your heart.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Thank you for the people who have empowered this radio station, this media ministry for many, many years. And we look forward to more years to come with your help, with God's blessing.
Our Share-a-thon starts in just over a week. And we're heading into the weekend, and oh my goodness, we would love nothing more than this weekend when you're getting up tomorrow morning and watching game day and getting your first cup of coffee or you're working out or whatever you're doing. I know not everyone watches college football, but whatever you're doing, if you could take just 2 minutes and go to thejoyfm.com and make a gift. When we come back on Monday, I hope Donna, who works in our donor relations department, walks in and just says, oh my goodness, I process gifts all weekend. Because that's what she does this time of year.
Yeah.
So we'd just really, really love to ask you to do that.
Two things just hit me about that. One, this is the last weekend before Share-a-thon starts.
No, we'll have the weekend after. But you're close.
This is the second to last weekend
before
Share-a-thon starts. Yeah. So it would be really great to just have a big, big weekend. The other thing that hits me is, gosh, it just would be fun to come in here Monday and just see that we're really, really building this early Share-a-thon goal. This is really important for us because we do have to work in terms of goals in Share-a-thon, and they're big. They're large amounts because it takes a lot to run the Joy FM in three states. And so would you pray about it? Would you consider just going to the website, checking it out? and making that gift early. You do get entered automatically in the Merry Christmas in Manhattan thing, and it would just be really wonderful to come in here Monday. I love that picture. Donna runs down the hall. She says, oh my goodness, what a weekend we had. That would be great.
She gets excited. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening and being part of the Joy FM. And I hope that you will decide to be a giver, a part of the giving family this weekend at thejoyfm.com. Bill's Big Word
of the Day. Well, the big word of the day seems to have been on hiatus this week. We had Brooke yesterday and then the 9/11 timeline and then Josh Wilson the day before and pressed a little late and we just didn't get a chance to get the big word in. So that is the big word of the day today. Hiatus. It's a noun and it's spelled H-I-A-T-U-S. It's a break or interruption in the continuity of a work, a missing part, or a gap. It has medical applications and grammatical technical usage as well, but those aren't important right now. It's a break, it's a lapse, it's an interval. So here's your sentence. You've already heard it once. This is the morning cruise.